Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
And
good morning to all of you. And a word of welcome to all our families and friends, brothers and sisters who are following us through television, the internet, or radio. We welcome you as well. We gather as God's family each and every week to be nourished by Him, with His word, and to be filled with His body and blood. So prepare ourselves for this most holy sacrament by calling to mind our sins and faults and failures, and ask God for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Draw near to your servants, O Lord, and answer their prayers with unceasing kindness, that for those who glory in you as a creator and guide, you may restore what you have created and keep safe what you have restored. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The whole Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, "Would that we had died at the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, as we sat by our flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. But you had to lead us into the desert to make the whole community die of famine." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will now rain down bread from heaven for you. Each day the people are to go out and gather their daily portion. Thus I will test them to see whether they follow my instructions or not. I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, in the evening twilight you shall eat flesh. And in the morning you shall have your fill of bread, so that you may know that I, the Lord, am your God. In the evening, quail came up and covered the camp. In the morning, a dew lay upon the camp. And when the dew evaporated, there on the surface of the desert were fine flakes like hoarfrost on the ground. On seeing it, the Israelites asked one another, 'What is this?' For they did not know what it was. But Moses told them, 'This is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
To the mountain. his right hand had won. The Lord gave them bread from heaven.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, I declare and testify in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. That is not how you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard of him and were taught in him, as truth is in Jesus. That you should put away the old self of your former way of life, corrupted through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new self, created in God's way in righteousness and holiness of truth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father God has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." So they said to him, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord.
I was asking the altar servers when they're going back to school, and some say a week, others 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and from the looks of the mass attendance, parishioners who have gone on vacation are now back home. And so if you go on vacation, hope you had a great time and welcome home. We miss you. As you know also that there's a joy and sadness in life, but I'd like to focus on the joys today. You know, there are four joys in life, but one of them is eating, and it's eating I'd like to focus on today, to expound on today. As you know that in the reading today, from the first reading, we hear how the Israelites were journeying in the desert, and God rained manna for them to eat for 40 years. And then in the responsorial psalm, we asking the Lord to continue to give us bread from heaven. And Jesus, today's gospel reminds us that indeed, God is still giving us bread from heaven, because he says he is the bread that comes down from heaven, and those who eat his bread will never be hungry, and those who drink his blood will never be thirsty again. And when Jesus came to earth, we realized that indeed God not only provides us or sustains us with his food, he also likes to eat. As you know that Jesus began his ministry with a feast at Cana, where there was a big wedding feast. And of course, he ended his ministry with the Last Supper, where there's also wine and bread to eat as well. And as you know, that being people who created in God's image, I'm sure we all like to eat very much. In this country, we have a love affair with food and with eating itself. In Corpus Christi alone, we dubbed the little stretch between Weber and airline, or this SPID, we call it Restaurant Road, because it has so many restaurants on there to satisfy our demands for food. But having something too much might not be good, namely the physical food. Lately, the latest research was that 1/3 of our children are overweight due to eating too much or lack of exercise. Another reason is because we are bigger, because the portion that we're eating is 1/3 bigger than they used to be when our parents were growing up. Of course, the endless lines of buffet in restaurants doesn't help either. I'm sure you heard of this when you go through a drive-thru. Would you like to supersize that? And of course, the best thing to say is no. And so we live in a culture where we like to eat. And whereas this man I ran across, he kind of wrote a poem, well, not a poem, but almost like a psalm, and he called it the Dietist Psalm. And it's kind of funny, he poked fun at himself now. It's not me poking fun at you. So I thought I'd share a few lines with you, kind of interesting. This is what he said: "My weight is my shepherd. I shall not want low-calorie food. It makes me to munch on potato chips and bean dip. It leads me into 31 flavors. It restores my soul food. It leads me in the path of cream puffs and bakeries. Yea, though I wallow through the valley of Weight Watchers, I fear no skim milk, for my appetite is with me. My hostess and Twinkies, they comfort me. They anointed me with calories." Finally, he said, "And I shall dwell in the house of Marie Callender Pies forever and ever." Indeed, we are living in a culture that love food. But sometimes we think that that's what will satisfy everything that we ever gone through. When we are sad, what do? We head to the fridge. When we are depressed, what do? We go to the fridge. And even when there's nothing wrong with us, we still go to the fridge. I'm sure you've done this before. If not, it's your children. You open the fridge up, and there you stood there looking at all the shelves and all the food in there, and you said, what am I hungry for? and you don't know what you're hungry for. And so there are two types of hunger. The first is the physical hunger, where only food can satisfy us. And then there's another hunger. It's called spiritual hunger. And there's only God, Jesus, can satisfy us with that. But sometimes we mistaken the second one to be a physical hunger. And so we feed ourselves, but it still remains empty. Tom Phillips, when he was 40 years old, he was considered to be a very successful man. He owned a president of a company, the big company in Massachusetts. He drives a beautiful, expensive Mercedes, $200,000 ones. He owns also a big house, beautiful house on the beach. And he has a perfect family, wife, beautiful wife, and two children, a boy and a girl. And yet all his life, he felt there was something empty inside of him. He did not know what it was. He kept plodding on his life as though nothing happened. Then one day he had a business trip to New York, and he finished the meeting early, and he wandered out the street of New York, and he found there's a little church. There's a lot of churches there. St. Patrick's, the biggest church there, you know. And so he wandered to a church, and he sat down, and it was very quiet, very calm, collected. And all of a sudden, he felt a rush of this just joyful feeling inside of him. And he thought about it, so what is it about this place? And he sat there and he realized that he had been missing something after all this his life. It was Jesus himself. And he looked, he saw the light at the confessional on. So he went in there after he made an examination of conscience. And he confessed after 25 years of being away from the church. And after the confession, there was a mass going on, so he stayed for the mass, and he received communion. And that night, on his way home, riding home, he felt this joy. It's like he's on cloud nine, that feeling when you get when you went to confessions after a long time. He felt that. And later on, he shared that he said that although he was a Catholic growing up, but he stopped attending mass and practiced his faith for 25 years. He didn't think he needed Jesus. Until that day, he said, I never turned my life over to Jesus. And for the first time in my adult life, I turned my life over to Jesus. And I finally can say, Jesus, I love you. I need you. He finally was completed. Physically, he was always filled with physical food. Spiritually, he was empty. He was hungry for Christ. So the question comes back to us today. Have we ever been hungry for something and did not know what it was? Perhaps the answer is yes. And maybe that's why we're here every Sunday, to search for that source of food that physical food cannot satisfy us, but only Christ can. Perhaps this is why here at this church, where we are filled with Christ's word and also satisfied with his body and blood. Remember what Jesus tells us. He reminds us, I am the bread of life that comes down from heaven. Those who partake of my body will never be hungry, and those who drink of my blood will never be thirsty again. We thank God for having sustained us in this life with his physical food, although not the manna from heaven, but through the hands of farmers and ranchers. And we ask him to continue to give us the spiritual food that we can find nowhere else but in the church at Mass, that we might truly be one with him and he with us. Let us now stand and pray. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We are deeply aware of our own needs and strive to be more aware of the needs of the whole human family. With confidence, we now bring those needs to the Father.
That the Church may boldly and faithfully point to Christ as the true bread and sustenance for every human need, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the leaders of nations may work together to provide for the needs of the poor and may know that such needs cannot be fulfilled apart from God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our nation may experience a conversion of heart and a return in penance and sorrow to our covenant with God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all who teach the word of God may have grace and strength to live in their own lives the way of righteousness that Jesus teaches, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all who are ill, especially those who feel alone, may find Christ and in his people the path to hope and healing, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Frank Garza Jr., Ricardo Amador II, Esmeralda Pineda, and Cynthia Schumann, and for the intentions of Angelita Rios, who celebrates her birthday. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Now, my friends, for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of our needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. O loving and caring God, you provided for your people in the past, and you remain faithful in providing for us today. As you answer our prayers, grant that we may hunger above all for Christ, the living bread, who is Lord forever and ever. Amen. pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Graciously sanctify these gifts, O Lord, we pray, and accepting the oblation of this spiritual sacrifice, make of us an eternal offering to you through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you lay the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You form man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder. You ruin your name over all you have made, and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Created, rightly gives you praise, for through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we are brought to you for consecration, that they may become for us the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to a second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence will rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our bishops, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, glory, and the wisdom of heaven. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace be with you, Deacon. Thank you. Thank you. Peace be with 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 you.
Amen.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Lord Jesus Christ keep us safe and alive.
Amen.
Accompany with constant protection, O Lord, those you renew with these heavenly gifts, and in your never-failing care for them, make them worthy of eternal redemption through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated for a few announcements. We are continuing with our registration for religious education downstairs at St. Joseph's Hall today. And also, if you know of anybody in your home or friends that are Catholic and in need of their sacraments, but they're grown-ups and adults, they may also register into RCIA as well for this coming year. The youth group will be meeting this evening at 5:30 in the St. Joseph Hall. And next Saturday, the lectors in our parish will be feeding the homeless on Saturday morning. If you'd like to join us, please meet us at 6:30 downstairs. We'll make the taquitos together, and then we'll take it to Mother Teresa's shelter to feed the homeless. And I think one of the Knights members is supposed to be here. Okay, please come on up. He's going to share with us a little bit about the Knights in our parish and what they do, and they would like to ask you to join them.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. My name is Ruben, and I'm with the Knights of Columbus. As being part of the Knights of Columbus, I've been part of the junior organization of the Knights of Columbus since I was 12 years old. And then when I became 18, I joined the Knights of Columbus. We are here today looking for other members or other individuals who would like to join our council here at the cathedral. Many of you ask what the Knights of Columbus are. Knights of Columbus are a fraternal organization that's based on principles of charity, fraternity, and giving back to the community. How many of us gentlemen here can honestly say that we can be better role models to our kids, to our families? How many of our wives can sit here this morning and say that our husband can be better to help out the church, to help out the community? Here at the cathedral, once a month we gather to feed the homeless, or to help Bishop Mulvey in his charitable of giving to the ARC Assessment Center. So this morning we'll be in the back and we'll be on the side doors as you exit today to answer any questions about joining the Knights of Columbus. What is required to be in the Knights of Columbus? To be 18 years of age and be a practical Catholic. I look forward to meeting with you at the end of Mass to answer any questions. Those of you who are do have insurance with the Knights of Columbus, just to let you know, we do have an insurance agent as well that is here on site and that will answer any questions you may have in regards to your insurance policy you may have with the Knights of Columbus. Thank you.
And last but not least, James, our resident.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.